KDX Columbus, Madison's home for real news and great conversation. A Civic Media Station.
ABC News, I'm Michelle Franzen. The White House is defending President Trump's executive order that temporarily freezes federal funding for key programs and foreign aid. A half dozen states already filing lawsuits.
The White House confirmed it is aware of the Medicaid website portal outage. Press Secretary Caroline Leavitt wrote on social media, the White House confirmed no payments have been affected, that they're still being processed and sent out, and they expect the portal will be back online shortly. A memo today from the White House Budget Office said mandatory programs like Medicaid would continue without pause, despite the funding freeze. Karen Travers, ABC News, the White House.
GOP House members are holding their annual meeting today discussing priorities under the new Trump administration. The House Speaker says one of the topics could be conditional aid to California following those deadly wildfires. Health officials in Kansas say they're dealing with one of the largest tuberculosis outbreaks in the nation's history. Two people are dead, and there are 67 confirmed cases. This is ABC News.
This is your local Civic Media radio station. Want to hear even more? Anytime? Find all of it at civicmedia.us.
For 92.7 WMDX News, I'm Savannah Tomei Olson. Governor Tony Evers is lowering the threshold for lead poisoning. He approved a new emergency rule from the Department of Health Services that drops the threshold from 5 micrograms per deciliter to 3.5 micrograms per deciliter. That brings the standards in Wisconsin closer to recommendations from the CDC. It means more children exposed to lead will be eligible for services. Just last week, a Milwaukee student tested positive for lead poisoning, and health officials believe they were exposed at school. No level of lead is considered safe for kids. Today, Evers also allocated $5 million in federal funding toward lead and PFAS abatement efforts in well water. Since 2022, 684 wells have been decontaminated, rebuilt, or closed under that program. His next budget also includes $6.2 million to go toward lead and PFAS removal efforts. And the former chancellor of UW-La Crosse is once again fighting to be reinstated after producing and starring in pornography. When the material surfaced online, Joe Gao stepped down from his position as chancellor. He was expecting to go back to being a tenured professor in the communications department. But there was a lengthy university process, and the Board of Regents dismissed him as a professor. Gao claims his firing violated his constitutional right to free speech. Now he's suing the UW system in federal court, making that same argument. Both the faculty committee and a Board of Regents review found Gao engaged in unethical conduct. And Madison police are encouraging people to meet in public if they're buying secondhand items online. Over the weekend, a man was at a meetup to buy something off Facebook Marketplace on the west side of Madison, and the person he was meeting pointed a gun at him. He was able to drive off and report it. Police recommend meeting in a public place if you're buying something from someone online. You can even meet at your local police station. I'm Savannah Tomei Olson. You're listening to 92.7 WMDX News.
A Packers coach gets a contract extension. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Packers have signed Rich Bisaccia to a 2-year contract extension. The 64-year-old Bisaccia is the special teams coordinator and assistant head coach. In his 3 years in Green Bay, he's improved their special teams ranking slightly, but is also viewed as a close advisor to Matt LaFleur. The team has also hired back Luke Getsy as an assistant coach. Getsy has served as an offensive coordinator for the Bears and the Raiders. It's possible Adam Stanovich could be hired away by another team as a coordinator who could be the play caller on game day. NBA, the Bucks with a 125-110 win over the Utah Jazz. Giannis and Damian Lillard each with 35 points. Chris Middleton off the bench with 22. Head coach Doc Rivers.
You could see Chris had live legs tonight, and that was good. As a staff, we have to be very patient with it.
The Bucks road trip continues tonight against the Portland Trail Blazers. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
Local radio for you and your community. It's Civic Media's mission with stations across Wisconsin. Find your favorites at civicmedia.us.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. Partly cloudy and breezy tonight, a low in the upper 20s. A mix of sun and clouds tomorrow, high mid-30s. Then to the upper 40s with sunshine Thursday. Temps stay above average but cool into the 30s for the rest of the week with snow chances into this weekend. It's 46 right now.
Welcome to the Lazy Oaf Lounge, Madison's East Side place for friends and family to meet for fun and food. Stop in for great daily lunch specials, soups made from scratch, and jaw-dropping burgers, wraps, and sandwiches. Plus Friday fish fry and homemade pizza cooked in a classic stone hearth pizza oven. The Lazy Oaf Lounge, 1617 North Stoughton Road in Madison. Follow them on Facebook or at LazyOafLounge.com.
The Maggie Dawn Show.
Seems everywhere in this state, housing has just gotten so expensive. Our current president ran on promises to help the middle class, and I'd like to know what he's going to do about the housing shortages. I went through the executive orders. I read through the speech transcript a couple of times. Nothing he really said or did in the first couple days has anything to do with helping the middle class.
The Maggie Dawn Show, weekdays from 2 till 4 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. John Peterson and Gordy Young.
What's special about our next program? Nothing.
Corn chip day.
So what? That's nothing.
It's a big day.
Give me a damn corn chip.
I don't like corn chips.
It goes great in chili.
The John and Gordy Show, weekday mornings 6 till 8. A voice for Madison. Real news and great conversation. 92.7 WMDX. Broadcasting across the state of Wisconsin on the Civic Media Radio Network and around the world on the Civic Media app. This is the Dom Salvia Show. And now, here's your host, Dom Salvia.
And welcome to the Dom Salvia Show. Thank you so much for hanging out, listening, and being a part of this fine production. You can join at 855-752-4842. Just PS working hard on the board, getting all the very important sound.
Only the most important.
To bring to our fair audience. And of course, it's Tuesdays right here in the Dom Salvia Show. So that means it's overtime with Maggie Dawn, her fine show preceding this one, 2 to 4 p.m. Monday through Friday on the Civic Media Radio Network. Maggie, welcome. Good to see you.
What's up, friend?
You know what? There's so much going on, Maggie, and I heard a little bit of your show today, and I appreciate that. I know people are fired up. Let's just put it that way. And when I was thinking yesterday when we were talking about, oh, what do I want to talk to Maggie about tomorrow? I was thinking about, you know, minimum wage, you know, no taxes on tips, perhaps a minimum wage increase, you know, some things like that. But then, of course, what we have is the latest chaos from this administration in this new executive order, because that's how we do things now, executive orders. Bear with me for a moment, Maggie. Some of the reporting at the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel that I would like you to react. Molly Beck reporting, Wisconsin officials locked out of Medicaid portal after Trump freeze order. Wait, what? Molly writes, Wisconsin officials locked out of software portals that manage funding for the state's Medicaid programs following an order by President Donald Trump to freeze federal assistance, according to a source with knowledge. The Trump administration indicated in its announcement of the freeze that the move would not affect Social Security and Medicare programs, but online portals nationwide were down on Tuesday ahead of the 5 p.m. implementation deadline. Spokeswoman for Trump said the White House is aware of the Medicaid website portal outage. We have confirmed no payments have been affected. They are still being processed and sent. We expect the portal will be back online shortly. Trump spokeswoman Caroline Levitt said in a post on social media platform X. So, Maggie Dawn, Donald Trump signs an executive order that throws chaos into everything. And my question, from my understanding of how things work, Congress, you know, makes the bills, they do the budget, right? And then the president signs it, and the president, the executive branch, enforces the laws and spends the money as dictated by law and by the Congress. Am I remembering how democracy works in this country properly, Maggie?
Yes, Congress has the power of the purse that sets legislative priorities through the enactment of laws, and the executive branch is supposed to execute that stuff. In other words, do it.
So if the executive branch declines to do it, quote unquote, to execute the laws as ordered by Congress, are they in a sense breaking the law themselves?
Yeah, there's the Impoundment Act, which deals with presidents or executive branch officials trying to monkey about with a congressionally enacted budget, which is what you see here.
They're going to try to get around that argument and arguments that they're acting in violation of basic separation of powers principles by emphasizing that this is only a temporary pause to get agencies in line with Trump administration goals. The problem, of course, is its grotesque overbreadth. There's no, like, hey, this level of things, or, you know, only at the highest level or at this detail level. The language in the order, and it's not an order either. It's weird. It's not an executive order because it's not signed by the president. It was issued by this guy, Matt Vaith, acting director of the Office of Management and Budget. I got calls last night as soon as this thing dropped, and people were like, have you read it? What does it mean? And I was like, I have no idea what it means. And what I do know about government officials, you know, when they're threatened with criminal prosecution, when they're threatened with firing, their risk appetite gets real low. So one of the practical impacts of this is when vague, many government actors will tend to sort of take the zero risk approach and stop doing all kinds of things that might be arguably caught up in this weird two-page memo devoid of any legal analysis at all whatsoever that presupposes it can override a congressionally adopted budget. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like,
I mean, if you can override the Constitution, certainly you can override legislative budget. Yeah. I mean, it's President Trump. Breaking news, and thank you to the Civic Media team for bringing this to our attention. The AP is reporting a federal judge temporarily blocks Trump administration freeze on federal grants and loans. Shocking. Didn't take that long. U.S. District Judge Lauren Alikhan blocked the action Tuesday afternoon, minutes before it was set to go into effect. The administrative stay pauses the freeze until Monday. New breaking news.
And here's the thing. And this is the same issue related to birthright citizenship, the firing of the career prosecutors that happen to be directed by their bosses to do their jobs related to the super secret spy documents getting stolen by Donald Trump after he was no longer president, as well as the J6 prosecution. It'll take a while for the legal system to sort all of this out. Certainly, you saw speedy action today. But in the meanwhile, back at the ranch, the Medicaid portals are shut down, or the Medicare portal is shut down. Government officials can't find the information that they need. Oh, and this, which is actually the point of all of this stuff,
yes,
which Donald Trump and everyone that works around him knows is unconstitutional, illegal. It scares the crap out of people. That's the point.
Well, isn't that the point?
To scare people into not doing their jobs.
Yes.
Or not following the Constitution.
Or scaring them in general. The chaos is the point. Look at, this is the same mentality.
I don't think chaos, sure, it's a byproduct. But I don't think the chaos is actually the primary objective. The primary objective is the fear. You do what I want you to do, or I will take your livelihood, I will take your job, I will bury you in legal proceedings, and I will threaten you with prosecution and imprisonment. This is what witch hunts look like. This is what lawlessness looks like.
Folks, you're listening to the Dom Salvia Show. That's Maggie Dawn. It is overtime with Maggie Dawn. She joins every Tuesday for the first couple of segments to break it down for us. And Maggie, thank you for that. I concur. Chaos is not the only byproduct of this. Certainly fear, and certainly trying to get people in line. But obviously these things are, what, blatantly unconstitutional, as the judge shut down the executive order with regards to birthright citizenship. This thing paused for at least, you know, till next Monday. Also unconstitutional. Now, what is your sense of the defense? You know, Republicans have been, I haven't seen a whole lot of Republicans out there defending. I did hear a little bit of Stephen Miller, you know, the Trump aide, you know, mealy-mouthing.
Don't bring up the undead.
I'm just saying. But the what is the defense on this? And what is this saving? I mean, if this is supposed to be a cost saving measure,
it's not. It's no. You're legitimizing it by even suggesting that, right? This is nothing to do.
Okay,
it has nothing
fair enough.
To do with
fair
anti-woke.
So
it has nothing to do with DEI. This is only about the fear and the exertion of power. That is what this is about. And I mentioned this. I was on Jane's show earlier today, our great colleague Jane Matinera, with Matinera on Air from 10 to 12 every day, said to Jane, listen, this slow march to this explosion of executive power began with George W. Bush. Remember, there was no Congressional Declaration of War?
Right. Mm,
interesting, mm-hmm, right? Mm-hmm. And Obama used it, expanded it even more, right? Then Trump, I mean, like, this has been a slow but certain march. Why? When we step back, right? And it's interesting because conservatives slammed Obama when Obama used executive orders. They're now totally fine with Trump, right? It's like, well, you can't have it whichever way the wind is blowing. Like, oh, if my team's winning, then it's great. And then, like, when the other – no. Why is this happening aside from the tilt towards fascism, Donald Trump, the explicit racism, misogyny, hate, anti-Semitism? That is all true.
Aside from that? Okay, yes,
that
please.
Is all true.
Yeah, yeah.
But okay, from a fundamental separation of powers, you want to call yourselves the Federalist Society, federalism principles that you say you believe in. What has made the necessary precondition to this is the utter dysfunction and breakdown of Congress, brought about and facilitated by the Supreme Court of the United States enabling and frankly blessing partisan gerrymandering and racial gerrymandering that enables legislators to choose their voters, which by definition makes congressional districts and all legislative districts more extreme, which breaks down cooperation and collaboration and bipartisanship, which means the legislative branch has stopped functioning. And I think you see that writ large. And frankly, Democratic responses to that, I mean, the party here, have been anemic.
Well, I think
it's like, oh, we'll wait for the lawsuits to make their way about the maps, and then we'll go back, and then there'll be another lawsuit, and maybe we'll get like a better map. Yes, but Congress is now a failed branch of government. And that is what is making this power grab by Donald Trump, blessed by the Supreme Court, along with presidents or kings. That is going to be their response.
Can you blame the entirety of
powers.
The Congress, though, Maggie Dawn,
yes.
when the Republicans are going along with it? I mean, what real?
Do you mean?
What are the Democrats to do? No, I know, but in this circumstance, right now, today.
Okay, I'll call it out. Stop with things like introducing the Green New Deal when it talks about farting cows and stopping meat production because it makes us all seem extreme. That was not helpful, right? When you look extreme,
methane is a byproduct of the process. If you're not, how can you not possibly talk about the pollution of whatever it may be?
You have to, but the context matters. And if you lose the ground of reasonableness and you cede it to the other side who can make you look clownish, it makes the idea of compromise all the more difficult. So, yes, I do hold Democrats responsible. But I mostly hold Republicans who have made voter suppression and gerrymandering their watchword and guide. They have enabled this. They are culprit number one. We're just an accessory.
Folks, you're listening to the Dom Salve Show. It's Overtime with Maggie Dawn. You can join in as well, 855-752-4842. Looks like last week, Wednesday, some polling on congressional job approval by Economist and YouGov. Congress, 19% approval, 57% disapprove. I think that's up from 17. Come back with us, 855-75-CIVIC.
A new choice. Madison's Real News and Great Conversation, 92.7 WMDX.
I'm Dan Schaefer. Let's recombobulate. On Monday, January 20th, Donald Trump returned to office, sworn in as the 47th President of the United States. Right out of the gate, he took a number of actions on his top issue, immigration. Perhaps the most troubling of these is one aiming to end birthright citizenship in America. An immigration attorney I talked to told me, We're going to sit through a lot of BS over the course of the next weeks, months, and years, but this is the big one. My take? This action from the Trump administration is despicable, unconstitutional, and fundamentally anti-American. The day after the order was issued, Governor Tony Evers and Attorney General Josh Call joined a coalition of 20 states challenging this action in court. This legal battle will be a tremendously important one for all of us to follow.
Find all of Dan's work at the Recombobulation Area and on our website at civicmedia.us.
It's the most competitive sport for all to enjoy, and Milwaukee is even the capital for it. It's bowling, and the oldest bowling alley is in Wisconsin. Howler House is home to the two oldest sanction lanes in the U.S. and are still made of the wood installed in 1908. The building on West Lincoln in Milwaukee looks the same. Musicians Joe Walsh and Jack White have thrown a ball down those 115-year-old lanes. Now, can you guess the tradition that continues here to this day? A hot beef sandwich, just 25 cents. The pins still set by people? Swear, and you're tossed out. The answer coming up. The fifth and sixth generations run Holler House, so some odd history does remain, like bras hanging from the rafters. The alleys have even been featured in the Wall Street Journal and Sports Illustrated. So what's your guess about the continuing tradition? It's the pins still being set by people. No machines here. These stories make it a true slice of Wisconsin. I'm Terry Barr for the Civic Media Radio Network.
Welcome to Madison's Real News and Great Conversation, 92.7 WMDX.
Welcome back to the Dom Salvia Show. It's Overtime with Maggie Dawn. Check her show up preceding this show at 2 to 4 p.m. Monday through Friday on the Civic Media Radio Network. Got GSPS on the board, folks. Lighten it up. A couple of the YouTubers out there, Share Observes, it's obviously been too long since Schoolhouse Rock existed.
Seriously.
I always got a little mad when Schoolhouse Rock was on because I want to see like Bugs Bunny, but yes, SNL's version of Schoolhouse Rock. Pretty spectacular. Bruce points out government spending is almost a quarter of our GDP. Trump is a POS, says Tom. Thank you, Tom. He also agrees with Maggie. Cher also says Maggie is not wrong. A lot of Maggie love today.
On the text line, too.
Thanks, everybody.
I know. Tom from Jackson. Maggie equals right. Dom equals wrong. Wait, come. Wrong. Come on, Tom.
Oh, yeah.
Wisco Paul, I'd like to call in, but I don't think I could keep it FCC compliant. I called Senator Baldwin, answered the phone, talked about Project 25, its ill effects. I called Ron Johnson, and the person answered, hung up.
Of course they did.
Of course.
Are you a constituent? Go buzz off, click.
No, you come with money. Cody points out, don't forget, Trump has golfed three times already. He's so busy.
Mark, remember how concerned they were about like tan suits and Obama's vacation? Weird.
Wasn't there also something with mustard?
Mustard. Yes. Mark from Sussex. $50 million for condoms to Gaza. No waste there. So refreshing to have a competent press secretary. No circling back. And White House, says Mark from Sussex. Okay, hang on a second, Mark. Just because she said it doesn't make it true, and I don't buy it, man. I do not believe that there was $50 million earmarked for condoms in Gaza, period, full stop. Maggie, your thoughts on that?
Do you remember how much Scott Pruitt wanted to spend on his golden Superman telephone booth and the $50,000? Listen, here's how we don't approach federal budgeting. By finding absurd line items. They exist everywhere. Can we all agree as Americans that stupid line items that smack of ridiculousness, that are clearly grotesque overspending, we need to do something about? But that's actually not the point. It's a distraction. Why do you think they're talking to you about condoms? Because they don't want you to pay attention to the real freaking problems. Which, in addition to the anemicness of Congress brought about by gerrymandering of historic proportions, greenlit by a bought and paid for corrupt Supreme Court, here's the other real problem that the condom comment says nothing about. And that is, since 1976 in Buckley v. Vallejo, we've had a Supreme Court that has told us that money equals speech, which means billionaires buy and sell both Democrats and Republicans as if they were on an auction block. That means our democracy isn't working for you or me. And that means it ain't about the 50 million in condoms, if that even happened. Quit getting distracted. The grift, the graft, the corruption is real. If you don't like the 50 million in condoms, will you agree with me that we should amend the Constitution to say money ain't speech and corporations aren't people, and to put in sense, put in place common sense campaign finance laws and ethics rules for our Supreme Court? Can we agree on that? I'm done talking about stupid stuff like condoms.
Maggie Dawn.
She accepted contraception. Very important. Please do that. Please be safe.
Overtime with Maggie Dawn, 855-752-4842. Okay, Maggie. Historically, yes. The billionaire, I mean, this is specific, but this has been ongoing in this society for hundreds of years, or thousands of years in humanity. The rich and the powerful always exert their influence. This little idea that this democracy could even exist in the totality of human existence, it's really a little sliver, the fact that you and I and Jess have a say in any of it. Otherwise, we're squashed like bugs. It wasn't that long ago, Maggie, and it was for thousands of years, and it still exists in many, many, many other countries around the world. So the battle is real and it is consistent. And right now it kind of feels like we're losing. You talked about the gerrymandering and its impact on Congress. I would point out, of course, that the Republicans, they're giving away their power to the executive branch by willy-nilly doing anything that Donald Trump wants to do. Yes, 19% approval rating. Well done, Congress. As Molly Beck points out, Maggie, in the Journal Sentinel, on the domestic side, talking about this federal grants, on the domestic side, the federal government issues grants for everything from road building to scientific research. It is unclear which categories would be affected. While the directive is broad, including all federal financial assistance, the memo also includes a caveat that this can only affect federal assistance, quote, to the extent permissible under applicable law. Well, I would suggest that this is not permissible under applicable law, period. What about those who are in the system that have to listen and supposed to understand and interpret and abide by this executive order? Isn't that the get out of jail free card?
Yeah, first of all, I would suggest that you listen to my 3 p.m. hour that I did today, because I broke down the operative two sentences of this ridiculous memo, literally gave my legal analysis on the air of all the ways that you can drive a Mack truck through this thing. And that is one of them. If you do not know what you're doing, if you are crappy at your job in government, you give directives with exceptions like as allowed under applicable law. That means you don't know blank from Shinola and you're just making it up. Or, you know, that you're a bought and paid for lawyer that worked for the Heritage Foundation and the OMB just copy and pasted it. No. They didn't even do that. They just took the document, the Word document. You don't even know enough to reduce it to a PDF and scrub the metadata so we can actually see the people from the Heritage Foundation that wrote this garbage in the first place. There's no wonder that a judge enjoined this. It doesn't make any damn sense. Yes, it was written by Heritage Foundation people. You can see it.
Of course it was.
Oh, folks, this is the Dom Salvia Show. It is overtime with me. Hey, not the Dom Salvia Show. This administration is a clown show.
Not you or me. Them.
It's overtime with Maggie Dawn. We appreciate your friendship, your insight, your passion. And we look forward to catching up with you again next week. Folks, check out Maggie Dawn's show 2 to 4 p.m. Monday through Friday right here on the Civic Media Radio Network. We're going to come back with more on this topic. Thank you, Maggie, folks. 855-752-4842. Once again, the breaking news with regards to this, it has been stayed by a judge until next Monday. More details on the other side. Stick around.
This is Madison's Real News and Great Conversation, 92.7 WMDX.
your news, conversations, and a whole lot of fun. It's all on your local Civic Media radio station or the Civic Media app.
For 92.7 WMDX News, I'm Savannah Tomei Olson. In a surprise move overnight, the Trump administration ordered all federal agencies to pause grant and loan payments. That includes money given to Wisconsin and every other state already approved by Congress. Millions of Americans could feel this impact. The move could halt funding for programs like Head Start and Meals on Wheels. Medicare and Social Security programs are exempt, according to the memo. Nonprofits have already filed lawsuits today. One by the National Council of Nonprofits said this would, quote, gut every program in the federal government, end quote. In a letter to President Trump, Governor Tony Evers has now asked for immediate guidance, information, and clarification on how kids, families, communities, and states will be impacted. Evers indicated there's been no direct communication and states are left to plan for the worst. The memo from the Trump administration doesn't say when the federal government will resume payments of the already approved funds, but suggests the suspension may continue for weeks at minimum. Now, this is a developing story, and it could impact people all over Wisconsin. We'll continue to follow it in the days and weeks to come. And the country has a new Secretary of Transportation, and he's a Wisconsin native. The Senate approved Sean Duffy's nomination earlier today. He had bipartisan support with a 77-22 vote. Duffy has pledged to reduce regulations, improve airline safety, and encourage the development of self-driving vehicles. President Donald Trump nominated Duffy in November, calling him a respected voice and communicator. Duffy's first claim to fame was being on three seasons of MTV's The Real World and its spinoffs. Then he represented Wisconsin's 7th Congressional District from 2011 to 2019. He resigned in the fall of 2019 to help care for his newborn daughter, who was born with a heart ailment. Since leaving Congress, Duffy has worked as a contributor for Fox News. I'm Savannah Tomei Olson. You're listening to 92.7 WMDX News.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabe. Well, the 2025 Super Bowl is set. It will be the Philadelphia Eagles taking on the Kansas City Chiefs, which most people don't seem that excited about. The Chiefs will be trying to three-peat, something that has never been achieved in the Super Bowl era. The Philadelphia Eagles scored the most points in an NFL championship conference game ever, but unfortunately, they can't save some of those points for the Super Bowl. Here's hoping for a good game. Timothée Chalamet plays Bob Dylan in A Complete Unknown. The Oscar-nominated actor came under fire for a line he ad-libbed while playing an exercise class instructor, making a joke about recently deceased President Jimmy Carter. The joke was mostly met with cringe, but people who defended him countered it was just a joke. So to summarize, Chalamet, who plays a Nobel Prize winner in a movie, made fun of a Nobel Peace Prize winner on Saturday Night Live.
How noble?
For more showbiz fun, tune in to Nightlight with me, Pete Schwabe, weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
You can always continue the conversation on social media. Share your thoughts when you find and follow Civic Media on Facebook, X, and Instagram.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. Partly cloudy and breezy tonight, a low in the upper 20s. A mix of sun and clouds tomorrow, high mid-30s. Then to the upper 40s with sunshine Thursday. Temps stay above average but cool into the 30s for the rest of the week with snow chances into this weekend. Currently it's 47 degrees.
This is Chad Spate for Chad's Design Build. We're proud to employ some of the best carpenters and remodeling professionals in our industry. Are you honest and hardworking? Do you love to improve people's lives by improving their homes? Chad's Design Build offers excellent compensation and benefits focused on outstanding customer service, professional design, construction management, and craftsmanship, all in a nurturing, positive workplace. Whether you're thinking about remodeling your home or considering joining our team, go to chadsdesignbuild.com to learn more.
Equability offers custom-tailored clothing for those with dexterity or mobility challenges. Plus, first-time shoppers get 10% off. Use code CIVIC10 at checkout. Visit equability.co, equability.co, to make your clothes easier to wear today.
Listen to the John and Gordy Show weekdays right here on WMDX, sponsored by Verlo Mattress. Sleep better, dream bigger on a handcrafted, locally made mattress. Find them on Madison's East and West Side or online at verlo.com.
Jane Matinair and Greg Bach.
Coming up on the show, Dr. Kristen Lierley joins us. Robert Kennedy Jr.'s confirmation hearing's going to be underway. What will his appointment mean for our health? We'll break it down. Don't miss it.
Matinair on air. Weekday mornings at 11.
Welcome back to the Dom Salvia Show, 855-752-4842, 855-75-CIVIC. I want to thank my most recent guest, the incomparable Maggie Dawn. A little overtime with Maggie Dawn. She joins me on Tuesdays for the first couple of segments to lay it on the line. Today was kind of fired up. You know, you never know what's going to happen. And I think justly so. Again, the breaking news of the moment, the AP is reporting a federal judge has temporarily blocked the Trump administration freeze on federal grants and loans. The reporting from the AP has expanded just a little bit. As we know, the Trump administration plan plunged the U.S. government into panic and confusion and set the stage for a constitutional clash over control of taxpayer money. And maybe we'll have to, go back and relive how a bill becomes a bill. What was the Schoolhouse Rock? We'll break it down, folks, because I'm pretty sure that, you know, Donald Trump can't just take dollars allocated by law, by budget, to steer them only towards what, his pet projects, or not fund them at all. I mean, then what's the point of the budget process? You know what I mean?
We don't need it anymore.
No. I mean, hey, if you have allocate $1 million for X and the executive branch is supposed to enforce that law and they decide to, just keep that $1 million in the bank. Well, there's really not $1 million for X then now, is there? I'm just saying, it just seems on a very basic level, and I'm not a lawyer, I'm not a CPA.
Well, I mean, just look at what's happening.
Not a basketball player.
Wisconsin, we've had money allocated for PFAS remediation.
Right.
That's just been sitting for over a year because even though it's been authorized and agreed upon, Republican lawmakers are holding on to it. Mm-hmm. Another example of not how the law works, but, you know, a tangent.
I think, man, we'll dig into that, too. I remember that conversation. Uh-huh. I'm getting mad again. Thanks, Jess and Maggie, getting me mad. again, the order, the freeze, a federal judge freezing, temporarily blocking this from going into effect. The order, U.S. District Judge Lauren Alikhan, came minutes before the funding freeze was scheduled to go into effect. It lasts until Monday afternoon and applies only to existing programs. An administration official said the decision to halt the loans and grants, a financial lifeline for local government schools and nonprofit organizations around the country. And have you seen the list of some of these things, like Meals on Wheels?
Yeah.
Meals on Wheels? What, mm-hmm. man?
The highly corrupt Meals on Wheels. These people don't even go anywhere and they have their meals brought to them. Yeah, you know why? Because I can't go out.
My 80-year-old mother-in-law.
Yeah.
Bless her heart. Delivers Meals on Wheels to folks that are younger than her. That can't, you know, get out and do that thing. That's
amazing.
And now what? Now that's not okay. That's too much. It's too much. Too woke. Feeding old people who can't leave their houses that's just got to go. That's too woke. Come on. The government said it was necessary to ensure that spending complies with Trump's recent blitz of executive orders. Republican president wants to increase fossil fuel production. Can I just say also regarding the fossil fuel production and all you wackos with the drill, baby, drill, 2023, the United States produced more oil, petrochemical oil, I guess oil we'll call it, than ever in the history of any country on the history of this planet. So You want more than that? Okay. But it was already kind of a lot.
And let's also remember that 2024 was the hottest year on record.
It's a hoax from China. Yeah, terrible stuff, right? Mm-hmm. I mean, I've heard some bantering about, the tobacco lobby, right? They lied about it, then it got popped. You know, mm-hmm. is that going to happen mm-hmm. to big oil? Well,
not
see.
With this administration.
the AP goes on to report, but the vaguely worded memo, and I guess since Maggie jumped into it, it's out there, folks. It's only two pages. I'm not going to read it verbatim for you, but trust me.
We'll link it.
We'll link it. Thank you, Jess. Yeah, it's not great. Looks like it was written by a high school junior. I'm not knocking high school juniors, but I think
maybe a little.
There's a job for you in the Trump administration. The vaguely worded memo issued by the OMB, combined with incomplete answers from the White House throughout the day, left lawmakers, public officials, and average Americans struggling to figure out what programs would be affected by the pause. Even temporary interruptions in funding could cause layoffs and delays in public services. This sort of came out of the blue, said David Smith, a spokesperson for the Shawnee Mission School District of Kansas, one of countless districts that receive federal funding. Now they're trying to figure out what it means based on zero information. Now, this judge was appointed by Biden, said in halting the bill, I guess, quote, the executive order, not a bill, halting the executive order.
It's not even an executive order. It's a memo.
It's the memo. In halting the document, it seems like the federal government currently doesn't actually know the full extent of the programs that are going to be subject to the pause. So says the judge. Oh, really? You could just get that out in a 2-page memo to lock everything down? And to what? Is the intent, let's just, again, kind of look, step back. Is it the intent to have Donald Trump be able to point and send money wherever he chooses, regardless of the law, of the budget, of the process? Is that what we're talking about?
It sure seems like for Trump to be able to point and say, money here, and then make a big wave and go, no money there.
Right.
No money going.
Too woke. And if I may digress just a little, folks, you can join me, 855-752-4842. One of the reasons the Republicans stated that they didn't want to expand Medicaid, you know, take the ACA money, take the $1 billion a year for the last however many years that we've not taken, is because, well, there's matching funds from the federal government. We can't trust those. Aren't they actually, as the Republicans, as the MAGA, fulfilling their own fear? I mean, if you have a guy like Donald Trump say, well, we're just not going to fund that. We're not going to do that. Of course, it's blatantly illegal, blatantly unconstitutional. That's going to be, and it'll be wound up. But for you folks that are down, you know, if you can't get your VA appointment, those kinds of things, if you can't, and this impacts Republicans, Democrats, independents, those that do not engage in the political process. Well, if you don't, it will engage with you regardless.
Oh, yes, it will.
And maybe, if you stepped up, these kinds of things wouldn't happen. So he's willing to martyr, suffer his own supporters, his own MAGA, in order to prove a point, to make sure that you know who the man is, who to fear. I just don't know. I just don't buy it. I don't buy it. And I get the criticism of the 19% approval Congress and the gerrymandering in the billionaire classes that Megan and we've talked about, constantly influencing our lives to an extraordinary degree. Beyond what should be done. No doubt about it. But where's the spine for people? You know, if you're in one of these organizations and you got the get out of jail free card when applicable by law, you know what I mean? Like, yeah, no, we're not going to do that. We're not going to do that. But when you actually have like states like the state of Wisconsin could not get into the portal. Wait, what? Yeah. They could not get into the portal. Let's see if I have the reporting on that. I don't have it available in front of me. I'll get that in a moment. Again, local reporting here from the Journal Sentinel that state officials could not get into the Medicaid portal today. And apparently it's been across the entirety of the country. 855-752-4842. Mark from the SAC, you are up. Welcome. What do you got for us?
Yeah, thanks so much. And part of the problem might be, you know, as you pointed out, you know, it's executive, you know, the executive faithfully execute the laws. Well, the whole problem is it's just faithfully execute the laws.
Yeah.
So I don't think Trump quite understands the word faithfully because that relates to fidelity. And I don't think there's probably a member of the whole entire Trump administration that actually recognizes that fidelity is supposed to be something you're actually supposed to practice. Because a lot of them haven't practiced it on their marriages and their previous oaths of office.
Well, I mean, come on. It's what a joke. The guy took the oath of office. He didn't put his hand on the Bible. Not that I care. But, it, you know, if you're looking at the symbolism of the thing, well, he violated his oath already. There's no oath. There's no guarantee. The only guarantee is the chaos. The only guarantee is the push. The only guarantee is the mob mentality. Man, come on, watch some gangster movies. You want to understand what's going on here? Right? Protection rackets, extortion. What are we talking about? We're talking, if we look at the philosophy of Donald Trump as it pertained to the Colombian detainees,
two O's.
O's. What does he do? He always overextends. Bluster, then pulls back and ends up being something not as bad. Maybe.
I mean, certainly plenty bad for the people who are experiencing dehumanizing conditions. And
There's that. On a macro level, though, in the philosophy of this man, that's how it is. So where's the strength, the spine, the constitution, the whatever you want to call it, the id of the people to push back, man? If you're in one of these organizations, no, man, it's totally unconstitutional. It's not applicable by law, whatever the word was. 855-752-4842. And thank you, just lighten this one up. Wisconsin officials locked out of Medicaid portal after Trump freeze order. Here we go, right in Wisconsin, right in our backyard. Wisconsin officials are locked out of the software portals that manage funding for the state's Medicaid programs following an order by President Trump to feed federal assistance, including the administration indicated in its announcements. Again, this is now on hold, that the freeze would not affect Social Security Medicare programs. But of course, the portals were down ahead of the 5 o'clock Friday order, which of course has...
That does seem like it's affecting Medicaid and Social Security.
It seems. You're not an executive order, not a bill.
No, a memo.
A memo. Take a memo. Just take a memo. Take a memo. Includes the caveat that this can only affect federal assistance, quote, to the extent permissible and under applicable law. Well, it's not permissible under permissible law, under applicable law. It's not permissible under applicable law.
Sure isn't.
So how about that? There you go. Any other questions? You got a problem with that? I mean, give me a break, people. It's a memo. It's a memo, and it's unconstitutional, and everything the guy does is going to be like that because, of course, that's what he came from. He called for the insurrection at the Capitol. You think he's worried about whether or not the memo or the executive order on the repealing the 14th Amendment reinterpreting the 14th Amendment is constitutional? You think though
Hell
he's
no.
bothered by those semantics of those
these are,
little things?
These are petty issues that do not bother him. He did not come in to be a president. He's here to be a tyrant.
You know the weirdos on the Meg is like, daddy's home.
That's weird. that's weird, y'all. That's weird.
Daddy's home. Ugh. Come on, man. Uncle Dom's here, man. He's the life of the party. Everyone wants to hang out with Uncle Dom. Daddy's a buzzkill. Daddy's a fascist. Daddy's out there trying to make you scared of him and everybody else. And that's a weakling, man. Oh, I want to be. What do you want to be feared or loved? You know what I'm saying? Donald Trump. Well, he can't be loved because he doesn't know love.
That's true.
And those around him. Come on, people. This is what's best for the. What one? I think I saw like 20% of Americans were on the health care on Medicaid.
Yeah, one fifth.
One fifth. Is that right?
One fifth of Americans are on Medicaid. So that is one fifth of people whose access to health care right now was just cut off.
That seems unjust. I mean, we have laws, right?
We
to do this, right?
Well, we still do, and laws and a budget
to fund.
Oh, right. Yeah, there is actually a whole process.
I mean, if the guy can, if he can say that and he can withhold the funding, then what is the limiting logic for him not to redirect that funding right into, I don't know, Trump meme coins? I mean, what, you know what I'm saying? What stops it? If this is acceptable behavior, Mega, and this is what you want him to do, even though, let's see, one-fifth of the folks are on Medicaid, and probably half of them are at least Republicans, maybe more, given the red states these days. Well, that affects you. Is this what you voted for? Is this what you want? Is this going to make your life easier? Is this going to lower the cost of eggs? No, man, it's not. Stand up. Don't fear these people. They're a joke. You fight back. You mock them for being the little, small-minded people that they are. Come on. Stephen Miller, Heritage Foundation. 855-752-4842. Coming back with some of your calls. Plus, I'm going to do a Google search on how a bill becomes a law.
A voice for Madison. Real news and great conversation. 92.7 WMDX. Nightlight with Pete Schwabba.
Where are you at with dome stadiums?
Oh, love them. Snow games are awesome, but it's also a risk of injuries and everything.
Give me a dome anytime. I don't want to see elite athletes running on snow like it's me playing out there and tripping and slipping. I want to watch those guys run. I want the receivers to run and catch their passes. I want to see great athletes being great athletes.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba. Weeknights from 6 till 8 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
Ever tried balancing a dozen eggs in one hand while hopping on one foot? Or maybe juggling cats while riding the unicycle? Sounds ridiculous, right? But guess what? That's exactly what texting while driving is like. Your human brain only has the capacity to focus on one thing at a time. So when you're behind the wheel, give driving your undivided attention.
Don't drive distracted. A message brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration, Project Yellow Light, and the Ad Council.
Matt Nair on air.
Dan Schaefer, Civic Media's political editor.
No court in the country came closer to overturning the 2020 election results than the conservative majority on the Wisconsin Supreme Court. And we have Brad Schimmel, who's been siding with January 6th rioters. So if you want your vote to count going forward, show up and vote on April 1st. Let's channel that energy into the Wisconsin Supreme Court race.
Matt Nair on air, weekdays at 11 on 92.7 WMDX and the Civic Media app.
Fear you may be missing out? We're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app. Enjoy listening live or catch up by finding the podcast at civicmedia.us or wherever you enjoy listening to your podcasts.
That first time seeing my son, I feel like my life did a 180. He really a definition of like why he loves somebody.
Through all of fatherhood's firsts, never stop being a dad. Visit fatherhood.gov to hear more. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services and the Ad Council.
A new choice. Madison's Real News and Great Conversation. 92.7 WMDX.
And welcome back to the Dom Salvia Show, 855-752-4842, 855-75-CIVIC, reacting to the memos. Don't call it an executive order.
It's not. It's a memo.
Don't call it a comeback. We've been here for years. A federal judge has put a hold on the memo, at least until Monday, and as our fine legal counsel, Maggie Dawn, has observed, there's so many problems with that thing. You could drive a Mack truck through the holes in it. So let's stay confident. Let's stay on top of things, folks. Mm-hmm. And here, it's the outrage of the day, right?
Yeah, outrage machine.
I think every organization, they should just deluge, you know, bury them in BS, you know, responses with, you know, letters and inquiries. I mean, they should just slow this whole thing down and do whatever you
all
can.
All they have to do is point out what the actual law is. Just keep filing lawsuits saying that's not how the system works.
Someone's got to pay, you know, lawyers are going to be loving this.
Oh, yeah.
The Trump administration making attorneys get attorneys. 855-752-4842. Hey, Google, who makes the country budget? An AI overview. Hey, don't trust the AI, man. Number one, president submits a budget request. Wow, man. Is that really going on right now? Like, isn't that?
Yeah.
Okay. We'll get to that. Senator Kane had some comments.
You sure did.
On that. Step two, House and Senate pass budget resolutions. Well, that's how they're supposed to do it.
Yeah.
Appropriations bills are created. Well, if things are going properly, bills are approved and bills are sent to the president. Congress sends the approved bills to the president, who can sign them into law or veto them.
Sign into law.
That becomes the law.
But that doesn't mean that anything that he signs becomes law, does it?
Did anyone sign the memo? Did you get the memo? You ever see Office Space, man? Get the TPS report. Did you see the TPS report? We saw it. It's two pages. It'll be in the show notes.
Sure will be.
Ah, I got to tell you, I could have wrote it better in high school. Honestly, Mr. Oudenhoven, he was very strict in English class and when we wrote the things. 855-752-4842. Keith from Broadhead, you are next. Welcome, Keith. What do you got for us?
Hey, Doug.
Hey.
I'm kind of hoping that the red states and the folks who voted for Trump start to realize that the stuff that he's taking away is actually going to impact them. Red states, on a whole, take in support from the federal government a huge amount more than they give back to the federal government in taxes. And a lot of that is in welfare, it's in Medicaid, it's in the Meals on Wheels, things like that. And a huge percentage of those people in those states voted for Trump.
Yeah.
They're very conservative by nature. I'm beginning to wonder, Dom, if he's not overstepping, and I'm hoping, and I think he's going to step on himself, and I feel, you know, I'm hoping in 2 years, every House seat is up in 2 years, every 2 years they're up, maybe some of these House seats in these other states will all of a sudden go, hey, wait a minute, you know what, I can't support that anymore because he's taking my stuff away.
Yeah. Yes, Keith. Thank you for the call and the observation. And I do believe you are, in fact, correct. And, you know, one of the discussions we had years ago when discussing those kinds of statistics and the red states and, you know, how much they, quote unquote, take from the government or rely on the government and these kinds of funding programs is that there's this weird, perhaps, dynamic where they're resentful of the fact that they need to get that government money. There's some weird kind of thing going on there. Again, just a theory and things we threw around, but I can see that happening. And, you know, listen, at the end of the day, we don't, the point is for a government by the people, for the general welfare of the people, man. You know, we, the people, not we, the billionaires, and not we, the narcissists and the weirdos and the wackos who think daddy's home and he's getting the belt out. I mean, what?
Oh, yeah, that's right. There's a vigorous spanking. Yeah. Is this the vigorous spanking, this memo and the chaos?
Did I see something? I thought one of Tucker Carlson's kids was working in Vance's office. I'm going to have to double check that. Yeah, the big spanking. 855-752-4842. We only spank with permission around here. Ellen from Cedarburg, you are. Welcome, Ellen. What do you got for us?
Hi. Oh, hi.
Hey there.
Thanks, Maggie, I love your hair on fire.
Maggie,
I'm one of those people on Medicaid. I'm in between some very important surgeries, so I kind of need to know what's going on. And I also want to thank you guys for keeping my spirits up. Thank you.
Yeah, thank you, Ellen. You're very welcome. Thanks for tuning in. Listen, it's not. We don't have to burn our hair yet, but we should always be vigilant, I guess.
Always.
And expect it. I want to not to say callous. We can be callous. We have to observe it. We can't not talk about it. We also can't be on it too much. Because and also the good news out of some of this, it seems like there's some activity on the Democratic side. Like,
oh yeah,
they're starting to get some.
They're waking up.
Yeah. Like the joints are starting to move, starting to dance a little, starting to move around. Get out there. We have a little bit of sound, Senator Tim Kaine, on this. Maybe we'll continue this conversation for one more segment on the other side. Blatantly unconstitutional, my humble opinion, but according to the judge. Who put a stay on the memo, thought she basically said, didn't look like they knew, the federal government didn't know who would actually be impacted by this memo. Shocking. Folks, it is the Dom Salvia Show. Come back with us, 855-752-4842. More of your calls, more on this topic. And, man, Joe Gao, former lacrosse chancellor, trying to get his job back. Can't do a little porn and get fired, can you? Come back with us.
Welcome to Madison's Real News and Great Conversation, 92.7 WMDX.
Pete Schwabba.
On the next Nightlight, I welcome Milwaukee Journal Sentinel Entertainment reporter Chris Foran. Then I'm joined by Wisconsin native and Brooklyn-based stand-up comedian Olivia Witt. Let's light it up.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba, weeknights from 6 till 8.
Imagine home. The smell of coffee, the sound of a lawnmower,
the sun's warmth on your face, free to be yourself, surrounded by love that helps you grow. This is a place to call home. That's an American dream we all deserve. But in 50% of U.S. states, you could legally be denied housing if you are LGBTQ+. Get the facts and hear real stories at lovehasnolabels.com. Brought to you by Love Has No Labels and the Ad Council.
Enjoying this local program? Find the complete Civic Media lineup at civicmedia.us or the Civic Media app.
This is 92.7 WMDX Columbus, Madison's home for real news and great conversation. A Civic Media station.
ABC News, I'm Michelle Franz, and a federal judge has temporarily blocked President Trump's funding freeze on federally funded programs, loans, and foreign aid from going into effect until next Monday. ABC's Devin Dwyer has more.
This judge here in Washington saying that the administration needs to take a beat, and she, the judge, needs to take a little more time to look at exactly what's going on. But ultimately, this particular case that's caused the pause tonight is one involving procedure. No one here is alleging the president doesn't have the power to put a pause on these funds, but these groups and this judge are looking at whether, in fact, the president followed the rules in doing it.
The White House ramping up raids and arrests across the country targeting undocumented criminals. Homeland Security Secretary Kristi Noem today accompanied federal agents on a raid in New York City. And tech stocks rebounding a bit from yesterday's losses after the launch of a Chinese AI chatbot, DeepSeek. This is ABC News.